Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. Be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. All right, welcome to The Man Chair. Jason and I are going to be debating the top football movies of all time, and we both agreed to put it into our best five. But we also felt like that there are just too many great ones not to mention. So Jason and I, as we sit in our man chairs, we're just going to share just those that are outside looking in. And I want to start with the movies that you could argue belong in the top five, however, can be recategorized as date night movies. And if you're married, if you're dating somebody, you know that when you are sitting down and you're going to watch a movie with you know, your partner, that it is a negotiation. So I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. If you're trying to negotiate to get something that's tolerable, like, these are some good ones. Otherwise, you're going to end up watching The Notebook. You know, how many times have you seen it now, Jason?
A couple times too many.
So 85 times. I know from what Karis told me, it's a favorite. So here are the date night movies that are football movies. And at least I think you can make that argument. So first is The Replacements. Keanu Reeves is a favorite of my wife's, which makes it a great date night movie for us. We Are Marshall, which again, you can argue that belongs in the top five, just an inspirational movie, but it's got Matthew McConaughey in it. Any movie with Matthew McConaughey is golden for date nights. Friday Night Lights and Varsity Blues, you can argue, is like high school dramas. And then the final one that is, in my opinion, can be categorized as a date night movie is Jerry Maguire. But did you see that a little bit differently, Jason?
Yeah, I have at least one of those on my list.
Okay, all right, and we will get to that. And here are the remainders. Concussion with Will Smith, great movie, but it just makes me feel guilty for watching football. Draft Day, another great one, but I just can't get behind a Browns front office, fictional or not, that signs Deshaun Watson. Can't do it. Last Boy Scout, it's an oldie. I think it goes back to like early 90s. It's like Die Hard Light that takes place with a few football players rather than at Nakatomi Tower. The Blind Side would have been top two or three until we found out that the whole thing was a sham and the parents actually exploited him. And then my final movie that's just outside of the top five is The Longest Yard, Adam Sandler classic, and it just lost a coin flip to another Adam Sandler football movie. Jason, are there any that I missed that you felt like that belong on good movies but are on the outside looking in?
Yeah, you knocked out my list, except for I did have School Ties. Ben Affleck, Brendan Fraser, Matt Damon movie, didn't make my list. Little Giants, Ed O'Neill, Rick Moranis. That was just outside my top five, but everything else on my list, you already mentioned.
Okay. All right. So for my number five, we're going to play a clip and let's see if once the clip is played, if you know what this movie is.
You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. This team, we fight for that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch. We claw with our fingernails for that itch. Because we know when we add up all those itches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
All right. If listeners, if you heard that and instantly realized, oh, that's Any Given Sunday, that is Al Pacino. You had it. You know, it's centered on this, you know, fictional football team, the Miami Sharks, where Al Pacino plays the part of this aging, desperate coach. He's trying to hold his team together, trying to hold his job. And Cameron Diaz, who plays the aggressive owner, she wants him gone. Dennis Quaid's in it. Jamie Foxx is in it. Oliver Stone directed it. And, you know, the YouTube clip that I found to give you some insight on how powerful that speech is to conclude the movie, the first comment underneath that clip said, and I quote, "A couple of years ago, I wiped away the tears from my face after confirming that I had cancer, and I got in my car and listened to this, and I was ready to fight, and I won." So great movie. Highly recommend it. Jason, what was your number five?
I had Brian's song number five. From 1971, it was actually a TV movie starring James Caan and Billy Dee Williams. Caan plays Brian Piccolo and Billy Dee plays Gale Sayers, Hall of Fame running back. Both running backs for the Bears in the mid-60s. One's black, one's white. They became friends. And at the end of the movie, Brian Piccolo gets some pretty earth-shattering news. I don't know if you want me to spoil the movie or not.
No, don't do a spoiler. No spoiler alerts. No, we don't need a spoiler alert. You're not going to spoil it.
Okay. Gotcha. Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my number five. I saw it when I was a kid, and caught me off guard. And, I mean, I love the movie to this day.
All right. So, for number four, going to play another clip. Let's see if you can figure out what movie this is. And if you guessed The Waterboy, that is right. Jason, I want to say when we compared lists, this was your number four as well, right?
Yeah, we matched up on this one.
All right, why don't you tell us about it?
It's peak Adam Sandler. He plays a water boy with anger issues, you might say. And he ends up being an unbelievable linebacker. It's ridiculous. Lots of quotes came out of this movie. You can do it. The medulla oblongata. You can sit on the couch and with your buddy and just laugh your ass off. But yeah, Waterboy was my number four.
We don't sit on couches here, Jason. We sit on our man chairs.
You can sit in your man chair with your buddy.
I actually have a Bobby Boucher jersey, you know, the Waterboy, yeah, like an authentic, yeah, stitched on numbers, great jersey. You can find them on Amazon.
Yeah, you all see right. Those a lot during football season.
Absolutely.
This is a quick reminder to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with topic suggestions for the next episode. Now back to the show.
All right, my number three is greater, and I am not going to spoil the end of the movie, but I have to share that it's just one of those movies that when you finish watching it, you're thinking about it like the rest of the day, and it's relatively new. If you haven't heard of it, that's one of the reasons why, and it's a true story. It's about Brandon Burzworth. He's arguably the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. They named a trophy after him, the Burzworth Trophy, where they give it to college football's most outstanding player who began his career as a walk-on. And the movie just shows him, depicts him as being, you know, almost picked on, made fun of growing up. And you know, when he was young, they said he was crazy for having a dream for playing for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And he ended up walking on there and becoming an All-American and then being drafted 63rd overall by the Colts. And it's not just, you know, kind of the story of somebody who overcame all odds to be a great football player. What makes it special is that this guy's really the moral compass of a movie, right? If you were to kind of to write a character that says to you, it doesn't get better as a person than Brandon Burzworth. It's truly this movie and who he is. He never cursed. He never drank. Genuinely humble, low key. Highly recommended. Who is your number three, Jason?
At number three, I have Remember the Titans.
Okay, so let's for those of you who need a little bit of a reminder, we've got to play just a brief clip. One of my favorite clips from Remember the Titans.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir. Fun, sir. It's fun. Yes. You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not about
it. No, it's not fun anymore. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking, now go on, Phil. Is it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right, listen up.
That is higher up on my list. So I'm going to go into more detail about Remember the Titans in just a moment. My number two, let's see if you can guess it after hearing this. You heard that right. My number two is Rudy. However, I think, Jason, that was higher up on your list, right?
Oh, that's my favorite football movie of all time. So I had Rudy at number one.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, why don't you share why you love Rudy so much?
It's the only sports movie I've seen that I get choked up at. I get tears in my eyes. The very end, when he's lined up at defensive end and he gets that sack, I don't know what it is, but I'm getting choked up thinking about it now. It has Sean Astin, Vince Vaughn, John Favreau, and I mean, it's a great movie. It's a feel-good movie,
yeah,
and it's a true story.
Yeah. Those, I'm a sucker for the true stories as well. What was your number two?
Number two, I had Jerry Maguire, one of those date night movies you mentioned. I agree, it's a date night movie. You can sit in your man chair while your wife sits on the couch and both enjoy the movie. Tom Cruise, Renee Zellweger, Tom Cruise, sports agent who leaves his agency and starts his own thing. Zellweger goes with him. Rod Tidwell, my opinion, Cuba Gooding Jr. is the star of the movie. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, it gave everybody You Complete Me.
That's right.
So that was my number two. A movie for everyone.
Well said. And I know we've played the Remember the Titans clip, but my number one is Remember the Titans. I'm a sucker for any movie that's based on a true story that is inspirational. For those of you who haven't seen it, Remember the Titans is based on the true story of Herman Boone, who was played by Denzel Washington, who's one of the greatest actors of all time. He's a black football coach that led the integration of a 1971 high school team. And so, like, for me, it was much more than a story about football, right? This happened in 1971. And for many of our listeners, they were born, or for us, like, we were nearly born, and there were still segregated schools in Virginia.
And yeah, it's just unreal.
I can't wrap my mind around, like, how twisted that is. And yet it's so recent. So, you know, the movie depicts, like, this powerful story of a bunch of high school kids and their coaches, and how through sports they were able to burst through all this racial divisiveness to win, obviously on the field, but of course off the field, and they became the kids who all came together, became lifelong friends. So that is our top five of best football movies of all time. So it looks like it's time to spin the wheel to figure out what topic we are going to address next. All right, Jason's got a randomizer there. Jason, what are we looking at?
Okay, I'm going to hit the randomizer right now. And our next list would be best bands of the 90s.
Best bands of the 90s.
Don't move on just yet. If you enjoyed the show, hit that 5-star rating, drop a comment, and share this episode with your friends and family. Doing so makes a big difference in growing the Man Chair community. And go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, and email us with topic suggestions for the next show. The Man Chair is sponsored by Modern Husbands. Go to modernhusbands.com and subscribe to their newsletter for ideas to manage money and the home as a team sent to your inbox every 2 weeks. That's modernhusbands.com. Until next week, be well.